Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are, this time on a new day. Hey, this is the premiere of my Tuesday show, guys. So nice to have you with me here. What's happening is that I am going to be doing my shows on Tuesdays because they really work well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like the best because we can all together and we can all have fun during our lunch breaks. So this is why I'm doing this, because Tuesday lunch is like a big deal for a lot of people. They go through Monday and everybody gets crazy and they're working and they're overwhelmed, and then Tuesday kind of seems to be the day that's the best, right? So I mean, that's what we're doing right now, and it's nice to welcome you to the couch here with Dr. Michelle. I have a lot of great guests coming up during the next month who we're going to be talking to. So you got to stay tuned. A lot of it's just self-help, getting your act together, getting into a higher level of consciousness. We all have to level up right now, guys. It's the time of change in the world. So we got to level up. And what does that mean? That means elevating our consciousness. That means getting yourself into the things you want to get into and stop hoping, getting out of those negative patterns that you have in your life, behavior patterns, nasty thoughts, issues you have with family or friends or your partner. You got to change it up because the world is changing. You got to clean up your minds. When you clean up your minds, you clean up your bodies. You know, we don't want to go down with this pandemic. We don't want to do it. We got to take care of ourselves. And, you know, according to my guru, Joe Dispenza, you can be taking all the vitamins in the world, exercising, being a vegan, eating everything perfectly, sleeping well, getting everything you need. But if your thoughts are nasty and negative and your energy is of anger, resentment, jealousy, you're going to just make yourself sick. There's nothing that can make you better than to have those positive thoughts and work them every day. And we're going to be talking about that a lot today. We're also going to be talking about online dating tips. Let's just get this crowd over with, because I get so many patients I talk to every day who are just so frustrated because, you know, we can't, some places we can here in beautiful Los Angeles, but we really can't have a lot of social activities with crowds of people. I mean, some of the restaurants here, you know, they've made space. The tables are far away from each other and, you know, but you can't eat while you're wearing a mask and enclosed in a, you know, small restaurant or whatever. So it's hard to date. In some, it's hard to get out there. It's hard, you know, if you're in a good, cool, great state where you can get out, if you're not freezing or boiling. You know, like here, it's been 100 degrees. Yeah, it's been a really hot summer here in Southern California. But, you know, if you can get out, parks, if they're open, they weren't here for a while, but getting out, wearing your masks, covering up, doing your hand sanitation, doing your clothes, doing all the things you know how to do now, you've learned it for the last almost 4 months, you're going to be okay. But what do we do about our heads? How do we wrap our heads around social isolation? That's really the tough thing we're dealing with right now. It's just sort of like I don't know. It's cognitive dissonance. You know, we're all social. We're all out. We're all doing our thing, you know. And then mid-March, early March, boom, you guys have to stay 6 feet apart. You have to wear masks. You have to do this to stay safe. Well, a lot of people didn't do that because it took a while to get into it and realize the numbers kept going up. And, of course, they've risen again here in the States and all over the world, actually. But primarily here in California, we got some Texas numbers, Florida, Arizona, they're going up. I guess we've got to buckle down again a little bit. But here's the thing. What I'm getting to as a psychologist is how do we take care of ourselves? Because it is cognitive dissonance. All of a sudden, we're like, what? Strange. Even from our families. You know, they're not coming. We don't know, you know, where our aunts have been or our uncles or our parents. You know, they're saying, oh, I'm staying in. We don't know what they've been exposed to. If you have kids, you know, you got to manage who they're playing with or what they're doing. Or if you have adult kids, what are they doing? So, I mean, it's paranoia time right now. So we have to just deal with this knowledge that we do have to make wise choices about social isolation. But I'm going to tell you about some of the health things you can do. Is first of all, recognize most people are in the same boat. Listen, I am booked. My schedule is fully booked every day. Well, except for Tuesdays at noon. Talking to patients about their issues with COVID, primarily. Relationships have been affected. Yeah. Getting out there at work. A lot of people have been laid off. How to cope with that. Financial issues. A lot of anger and confusion with the government and messages we're getting from the World Health Organization and other experts out there. Good news. I do know that Oxford University has a huge leg up on getting the vaccine. Huge. They started back in SARS day when the SARS virus came out. They were working on something that would have, they're using some of the stuff and technology and knowledge they were working on with SARS, which is also a corona type virus. So that's good news. I do digress, and I'm so sorry about that. I just wanted to throw some good news in for you. but you have to survive and stay strong. So let me tell you what you have to do to take care of your mind. You know all the stuff about your body, right? Okay, I'll lay it on you. Get enough sleep. Please stop worrying about whether you're going to get the disease. Cover up, take care of yourself, socially isolate, sanitize yourself. Chances are you won't get it. Okay? You got to have physical activity. Please don't worry about, oh, my gym's closed. Hey, everybody's gym's closed. Well, most of them are. I wouldn't go to a gym, not my gym. Too many bodies and heavy breathing in there. No. Take a walk. Take a brisk walk. Do some jogging outside your neighborhood. Do it in the daylight if you don't like to do it at night. Get out there. Have some weights. Go out and buy some of those weights. Easy peasy. Order them online. Easy. So you can do your regular physical activity. You can run. You can do anything you want. Get a Pilates ball. Stretch. You know, there's so many cool yoga shows. So I just get onto my apps and I have some of the best yoga teachers that I've had online. I just pop them in my smart TV and I'm done. I got my yoga mat here and I'm doing my thing. So you guys can all do that. No excuses. Well, I can't. I gotta work. Pad in more time. Please. Your body needs that exercise. Your heart rate needs to elevate. You need to get that blood pumping. You got to eat a little healthier. Get off the carbs and the crap. Okay, try to limit your caffeine a little bit. Yeah, because, you know, that can make you a little more anxious. Makes us kind of depressed when we come down, too. I used to eat. Yeah, it was like my food. I remember working in a psychiatric clinic. I used to drink probably 7 cups of coffee a day to keep me up and functioning. For the energy that I was dealing with, but that was not good. So anyway, do half and half, half decaf, half calf, or whatever. Get your motor running in the morning if you need it, and then let it go by noon because your heart will be ready. All right, let's talk about eating healthy. We did. Avoiding tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. Okay, so I have some friends. I live up here in Topanga Canyon, which is, if you're not familiar with it, you're listening around the world, another state, another country, whatever. It is well known for the hippie era. Okay, the town has not changed since the 1960s and 70s, pretty much. There's a lot of cool old homes. There's a lot of businesses that are the same, old, cool. It is a hippie haven. There's a lot of spiritual people up here, musicians. You have your greeters. Every time I was coming home up the canyon from my office, you got like 8 greeters out there. Hippies? Yeah, old hippies, most of them. And they got the signs, you know, make love, not war. Those kind of things. Yeah, no blood for oil, you know, all that stuff. And you wave the honk. Yeah, it's the best. Okay, so what am I getting at? We have a propensity up here, a lot of my friends who I've known for many years because I've lived up here, you know, we chill, we kick back, we smoke. Yeah, and we like our alcohol. Not we, I can't really do that much anymore, but because I don't know. Anyway, there's some of my friends still who, you know, kind of are into the cannabis thing. And I have no judgment about that. But their deal is, because it's COVID and they don't have anything to do, any place to go, they wake and bake. I get it, but come on now. You're not going to want to be running or doing a lot of physical activity. So chill on the cannabis a little bit, guys, and the alcohol. Okay. Because, you know, we all are trying to use alcohol or, you know, chilling out with the cannabis or whatever to try to cope. You know, we're kind of depressed. We're lonely. We're isolated. But it makes matters worse. Okay? It makes us more anxious because we got the rebound pops with the chemistry coming back into our brains. You can quote me on that. So you got to avoid taking drugs. You got to avoid taking benzos. Just do it if you need sleep and it's been prescribed. Just chill on the cannabis a little bit more and the alcohol, guys. You're not doing anything well for your body. Okay, if you're working remotely online all day, that sucks sometimes because we got to have downtime. I mean, listen, I get addicted to my screen time. I just do. Oh, whether it's doing my work, you know, making notes, Skype sessions. Yeah. Zoom sessions, whatever. And then following up, you know, with my work online. Do that really late. But so what we have to do is we have to turn off our devices at least 45 minutes before bedtime. I was going to say an hour, but it's just so hard sometimes. So make a conscious effort to spend less time in front of the TV. I mean, okay, I'm following several series right now on Netflix, but I gotta turn off that. Ooh, I get my fix, and then I gotta turn off the addiction. Okay, gotta just shut that down. Gotta have no stimuli at night so you can get some sleep. Lower the lights, lower the music, take a hot shower. Don't be arguing with your partner or your housemate or whatever. Don't be doing that. Chill it out. Don't call any family members who are iffy and you might have some issues with. Keep it low and slow at night so you can relax your body down and prepare it for melatonin release. And you got to set some time for yourself. Everybody says this. You just got to set some time. We're working more now, I'm telling you, than we were when we were sitting in traffic going to the office or going to the workplace, whatever that was. We just are. We've got kids at home we got to take care of and focus on. They're bored. They want stimuli, you know. So we've got to set time aside for ourselves. Even a couple of minutes of quiet time can help you. I have to go out every morning before I get started with my day on my patio up here in the Hippieville with the trees. And I have to meditate. I have to remove myself from everything. I have to shut down my sensory input. I wear earplugs when I meditate. I have to shut down my visuals, sunglasses, dark mask, eyes closed, breathing. And I go into the zone. Okay. So try to do that if you can. Whatever way your meditation's, you know, practice is. You got to shut down your high beta brain going 100 miles an hour of your got to do's in the morning. Got to do the, oh, shoot, got to call this. Oh, damn, got to make self note. Oh, put on, leave your phone away. Or if you're going to listen to some nice, calm music, just pull it up, pull your tunes up and use it for that only. While you're going in the zone. Do it at least 15 minutes if you can every morning. Just have your time from everybody. Get up a little bit earlier if you can. And if you can do it at night, when everybody's in bed, if you're not too pooped, and if you are pooped, that's cool because you'll be going to alpha brainwave. You'll be chilling out. Put the headphones in. Start breathing. Listen to those guided meditations of creating your day the next day or letting your body go or positive affirmations, which we'll be talking about a little bit too. So do all that for yourself in the morning, 15 minutes, cool. They even have 10-minute, meditations you can do or just relaxation, guided relaxations by somebody else telling you what to do with your brain. Those are the best. So you got to set time away for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And whatever that is too. And I'm not saying you got to meditate. I would say do it, but some folks just do deep breathing. Slow down your parasympathetic nervous system. Do some yoga. Learn Tai Chi. That's easy. Oh, that's cool. Movement, body, slow. You're not doing anything. You know, soak in a hot bath. Listen to some chill music. Read your favorite books. Listen to audios. Listen to podcasts that just you dig. And that's it. Okay, so here's some stress triggers. Okay. What you need to do is keep your regular routine. Yeah, that's kind of hard, huh? Yeah. Well, you got to stick to a regular bedtime routine because here at home, we get naughty during this pandemic because we want to stay up really late and I'll get everybody to bed and then sneak back out and work on the computer. I know. I do the same thing. But I've really had to force myself to stick to regular bedtime routine. It's really good to keep consistent times for meals. Why? Because your body knows when it's going to get hungry and digest the food, so you're not laying around getting fat. Everybody's gained weight, almost, because we're not up and moving. Yeah, we got to get up and moving. So, you know, just limit the snack. It's so easy to get the snacks here at home. Oh, my goodness. Just limit the snacking. Stick to your meals. Have smaller portions. Don't eat late if you can because you're digesting in bed. Your heart's working harder. It'll keep you awake and it's not good. Not good for you. Okay, one of my favorite things, and this is not, I get criticized by my friends all the time. Limit exposure to news media. Man, I was getting down there in March. Beginning of April, constant. I was a news junkie trying to learn about COVID-19 from all types of media. You know, you got to limit social media that can expose you to rumors and false information. I mean, limit it. You got to know what's up, you know, what's going on. But keep up to date on the recommendations and how the disease has been spreading and what to do and all that. But you got to limit your exposure because here we go again with the brain and constant negative affirmations being poured into your brain, which creates your reality, which sucks. We get more depressed. We get more anxious. Just kind of limit it. If you have to pop up in the morning and check to see the latest spread of the disease, do it. Okay, fine. Check it out. Read some stories. Let it go. Boom. Don't keep going on there and searching for other information. Just let it go and keep up your lifestyle, okay? Stay busy, please, if you can. Oh, a lot of you are working and you're busy. I get it. But if you can't, if you can take some downtime, even on the weekends, do stuff with your family. Get the heck out of the house. Get out. I don't care where it is. Take walks. Go get in some warmed up pools. Stay away from crowds. Stay busy. You have a hobby? Do it. Yeah. And if you have some, a little bit of OCD tendencies, oh, this is a perfect time for you guys. You perfectionists out there, this is your time. Embrace it. Clean those closets, baby. Throw out all those old bills that you don't need. Go through the mail. Go through the piles of papers that you've accumulated over the last 3 years and make them go away. Go for it. This is your time. Focus on positive thoughts, and we're going to talk about that in a bit, how to pull back with the help of my guru, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I want you to use your moral compass or spiritual life for support too. If you can draw some strength from your belief system, religion, tradition, it can bring you comfort. And if you go there several times a day, connect with your higher power, whoever that may be, whoever you call him, it, her, you know, do it. Gives you faith, hope, releases positive chemicals in the brain. And set some priorities, guys. Don't become overwhelmed by creating a life-changing list of things to achieve during COVID-19. I actually have some clients who are learning Russian. What? No, I've got to learn a certain level of Russian. I want to be able to speak like a fifth grader in Russian during my COVID-19. Wow, dang. You go for it. Good for you. But a lot of people are driving themselves crazy because they have all these gotta-do lists. You know, just don't. Yeah, it's like we don't have time usually when we don't have a pandemic. But you got to give yourself a little bit of credit for every step in the right direction, no matter how small. Work a little bit on your relaxation and meditation. A little bit on your exercise. Lower your portions of nasties, the carbs, the sugar. You know, recognize some days are going to be better than others. Yeah, we all have moods. We all have, it's okay. It's all good. Now, in your headspace, you got to make connections with other people. Thank God for FaceTime, Zoom, Skype. You know, we can just really enjoy virtual socializing. And we have our little Friday night get-togethers with the wine. And, you know, I have these guy groups that my husband gets into with. You know, their games, and they all sit around and talk about, statistics and who's going to, when everything opens up. And, you know, they have interest groups. They have father support groups, mommy support groups, lots of stuff. And it's always good to do something for others online. Yeah. Yeah. Just help somebody. Reach out to them. Can't touch them in person usually, but you know, you got to do social distancing, but do what you can do for others to reach out. If you have a relative who's elderly and they're kind of lonely and whatever, give them a call. They don't have a FaceTime on their iPhone. They don't have an iPhone. Give them a call. You know what I'm saying? And it's always nice to support a family member or friend if they're having a rough time right now. So that's the way to do it, guys. Those are just some ideas to keep yourself sane. You know, during this world-changing time we're all experiencing. But again, the good news, there are dozens, several dozens of laboratories, pharmaceutical companies working on the shot. Yeah, for COVID right now. They're working on it. When will it come out? I don't know. But they are speeding up, you know, those trials. They usually take like a year, year and a half. Up into 7 years, you know, sometimes the right? CDC says, okay, you got to go through 7 years of clinical trial. No. When they have a pandemic, they put it on the fast track. And that's what they're doing right now, hopefully. There's a lot of people taking the, hundreds of people right now on the tour, working with the laboratories and scientists on the fast track, taking injections to see what the side effects are. Woo, kudos to you brave people who are saying, give me that shot. I'm ready to try to go for it. Because there are side effects with early, injections and it is experimental things. So God bless y'all for doing that. Okay, now we're going to move on to something that I really, keeping sane from keeping sane with COVID-19. By the way, speaking about sanity, I am not your therapist, guys. I love you all. And thank you for tuning in. But I'm just your happy psychologist trying to help you out with some issues, help you out through the tough times, answering your questions online at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And, just trying to help you out. I just have to do my disclaimer. I'm not your therapist, so I just give you suggestions, ideas, because I've been doing this a long time and I can give you a hand up to get your head together a little bit here. So what I'd like to do is help you out with some how to focus on a little bit more on positive thoughts while we're going through this. And also managing some of your habits that are not so healthy. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is we're going to try to, and this is taken from Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, so thank you, my friend, for this, breaking the habit of being yourself, that self within you, that stuff, right? That little voice. Yeah, that little voice. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I can't work hard enough. I'm not making enough money. I'm not worthy. I'm a bad person. I have sexual thoughts about other men or women. Stop. There's your therapy. Next. Okay, now we're going to talk about... Just kidding. So what we have to do, which is really understand... what is not presently working in your life? Right? Right. What's not working? What your relationship? What's not working? What are people telling you about yourself? What are those little voices that you say to yourself? What kind of person have I been? We're doing a little bit self-help writing right now. We're going to do some note to self on my cell phone, or if you like hand to pen, that creative process, write it down. What kind of person have I been? I don't know. What do you think, guys? What have you been? Who have you been? Now, what type of person do you want to present to the world? Yeah, that's your mask. You know that phony side you have with certain people you don't want to know that you feel like crap and... Yeah, the people at work who you're trying to keep boundaries from. What type of person do I present to the world? It's normal to have the mask. It's normal to have that. That's our social face. It's cool. We got to have it to survive. The people who have no boundaries and share way too much information and are too authentic, that's kind of creepy sometimes, right? We can all agree on that. So you got to find a balance. Yeah, what kind of person are you really like inside? What's going on in that mind? Is there a feeling in that experience? Do you get angry easily with people? Are you bitter inside? Do you have unresolved stuff with your mom and dad or whoever your caregivers were? What's going on? Who really are you inside? Write some of those things down. And, when I said what type of, person have I been and how I present, you got to kind of think, what have people told me about me? Now, don't buy into the nasty things that people say. You're just selfish. The you statements made by our siblings or parents who just don't get how to raise kids. They say those you statements, they label us and all that stuff. Yeah, you can write those down, as well as some of the things you sponged up and bought into and embraced. Yeah, sure. But, you know, the biggie, I think, is what part of my personality, given all these things, do I want to work on improving? What do I want to change about myself? Whatever that is. And it's all personal. We all have different ones. I want to be less angry. I want to be nicer to people. I want to stop, having my buttons being pushed whenever anybody talks about me not being enough. Okay? And you know, talk about what are some of those survival emotions that are attached to that. You see what I'm saying? Survival emotions are things like, insecurity, judgment of others. If you are a victim, everybody else has made my life miserable. I just can't get a job. I just can't find someone in my life. I've just been in pain for so long. But you're 40 years old. Get over it. It's hard to get over it. I'm just being facetious. It is hard to get over a lot of old stuff. But you got to work through it. You got to say, you know what? I'm a grown adult. It's time for me to step it up and be the person I want to be. So get rid of that guilt. Get rid of that worry. Get rid of that shame within yourself. Anxiety, regrets, oh my God. Stop regretting and living in the past. What you should have, could have done. Stop it. Like right now. Okay? We're not living back in the past. We can't change a lot of things. All we can do is live in the now, right now. What are you doing now? What's your life look like right now? Does it suck in certain areas? How are you going to change it? Are you jealous of other people? Lose it. It has to do with your own insecurity. We're all envious of others who have more money and are really successful and, you know, doing things we'd like to be doing in our lives. But we're given what we have now. There's no better time to go for it. There's no better time. Know your worthiness. Start to like people a little bit better. Most important, start to like yourself, if not love yourself. A little bit better. Okay? Because when you start really liking and taking care of your inner self and forgiving yourself for all the dumb things you've done, which your family and exes and possibly those who you're living with now will continue to remind you about, you just say, please don't do that. That's my button. I'm working on my button. Okay? Let it go. Let it go. All we have is right now. What am I going to do from this day forward? Dr. Michelle says to let the resentment, the anger, the envy, the unworthiness, the sense of helplessness, let it go. All right? Do not go back in the past of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. What can I do now? We can live there. Sure, that's cool. We can live as long as we want. You know, I should have taken that job. You didn't, and it's cool because you weren't ready for it. I should have hooked up, or I should have been with that person that I met way back with. Hey, it's okay. You weren't ready. It wasn't the right timing with that person. It's okay. All right? Everything is okay. It flows in a natural state. We have our own journeys. It's all good. Life is bittersweet. Yes, negativity is part of it. It's okay. We all have to feel these things. That's what it is. Okay? So what we have to focus on and write these things down, text these things to yourself, put them in your notes, do whatever you need to do. No punishment, no judgment, no blame. No scorekeeping, couples I see out there, please. Well, you said this.
Well, you know what you did to me.
Stop. Wrong. Don't do it. Okay. You gotta just get good with who you are. And I'm not saying absolve yourself if you've done some pretty bad things in the past. I'm fine. I'm beautiful. I'm perfect. No. Hopefully you went through your own, you know, pain and suffered and apologized to those who you hurt and your higher power, whatever. right? You did all that? Okay. So stop torturing yourself. We all screw up. We all do hurtful things in different ways, some more than others. Let it go. Okay. So, you know, if you have a higher power, and here's the thing, that you talk to, who you talk to, which is also within you, what I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself and your higher power, whatever religion, don't care. Get that time. If you're agnostic, cool. That's great. If you have no religion whatsoever, you know, that's okay. Ask yourself these questions. Really be honest with yourself. This is how to help yourself. Okay? You've got to admit and own your fears. Okay? It's cool. Not praying, oh, please, God, bring me the... Yeah, that's cool. That's okay. But show me the way. Go inside with your higher self. Show me the way, God, whoever that may be to you, to fall in love, to be better to other people, to open up my heart. Show me the way. I'm scared. Okay? Show me the way to be happier. Show me the way. I'm open, universe. Okay. Show me the way to stop lying so much about myself and to myself. How can I stop lying to myself? How can I embrace who I am better? You know, I lie to people so they like me and so I won't feel so unloved and unworthy. Stop it. At least you're acknowledging it. Show me the way to keep it real and be authentic with other people. Show me the way to stop feeling self-pity. Okay, stop. I'm open. Show me the way. I'm open. Once you open your mind to these things and really embrace them in your moments of relaxation, then you can take some downtime. Write these things down. Listen to the rerun and write them down, which will be up in the archives when we get off the air today here on LATalkRadio.com. Channel one. Yeah, and I try extra hard to be a success and make others really love me. Stop it. The love you get is within yourself. The like you get is within yourself first. If you present yourself not as a narcissistic creep, if you present yourself with gracious kindness and coolness about that which you are, it will be shown out into the field, into the universe. That's what you got to do, guys. You got to keep it going, all the positivity you can. Be vulnerable. Own it. Own your stuff. It's really cool to do that. If you lose friends or relationships because you're kind of owning who you are and saying, you know, I have this mask that I wear a lot and I got to keep it real and I got to have my come to my higher power moments here and admit who I am. You will be free if you do this. Got to do it every day. How can I be a better person to do this? You like or love that which you are. How do you do that? You go within in your quiet moments. Hey, you know a really cool guided meditation that can help you with that? It's called Ho'oponopono. God bless you. Ho'oponopono. It is a psychiatric technique used in hospitals and psychiatric hospitals in Hawaii. Or what? And it's a self-forgiveness kind of mantra, self-healing audio you can listen to. You can listen to a lot of those. But it's, you know, it's like four sentences you're telling yourself, your inner self or your higher power to forgive yourself. It works. Repetition and rehearsal gets into the brain. Just like learning anything you study. Remember, you had to study real hard, or you're still studying in school, you got to learn those things. Keeps going in your brain, repetition and rehearsal. And not only that, you got to add the emotion that's connected with it. So you got to embrace the emotion with repetition and rehearsal of ideas, especially with the Ho'oponopono. What am I talking about? So what you do is you plug in one of those. There's lots of them. Lots of them on apps. Ho'oponopono. Google it. And they're on YouTube too. A lot of good ones. What's her name? One of my favorites. Sandra Rolus. Oh my God, she's good. Woo! So it's four sentences that you're telling yourself or your higher power. Reinforced every day. You can do it quickly. And you're talking again to yourself. You can talk out loud if you're alone. if you have an understanding person that's with you who will be quiet and just say, I'm going into Ho'oponopono, chill. So the first sentence is, I'm sorry. You're talking to yourself. You're forgiving yourself for all those things. I'm sorry. All those things we were just talking about that you beat yourself up about. First sentence, I'm sorry. Second sentence, please forgive me. Forgive yourself. Asking your higher power to forgive yourself. Whatever works for you. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for the things I've done to hurt others or beat myself up. Please forgive me. You got to forgive yourself. Okay. Third sentence. I love you. Whoa, that's scary to some people. Say I love you to your higher power because that is what you are. I love you. Third sentence. And I thank you. So what you're doing is you're saying, I'm sorry for all the things I've done to screw myself up. You're forgiving yourself and your higher power. You're saying, I'm so sorry. I'm coming to realization. My Christian friends would say, I'm coming to Jesus. I'm having my coming to Jesus. Come to Moses. Come to Hashem. Whatever it is, whoever it is. I'm sorry. Number two, please forgive me. Forgive yourself. I screwed up. Please forgive yourself. That means I'm not going to do it again. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. That means I love you. You're just this little wide-eyed human soul that's learning right now. And hey, it's atta boy, atta girl. You hang in there. Keep doing your work. I love you. And I thank you. The last thank you is saying, thank you so much for taking this time out to take care of you. That kind of seals the deal. It's kind of like saying, oh, man, it is done. There you go. Break the habit of being yourself. Change up some of those negative things. Okay? You know. And also, you know, if you need some help with changing some of those negative patterns and thoughts, you know, you can do the affirmations. That's what a lot of those kind of guided meditative, podcasts or, you know, things are about. Because you can really, with affirmations, that's repetition rehearsal of things you want to achieve or, you know, character traits you want to get rid of. Cure your body. Cure your mind. Over and over, I am healthier. I am getting healthier. They're I am statements, basically. Because when you say I am, God is I am that. You start to believe that. Your brain starts to open up. A little pituitary starts to open up. I am that. You're embracing it. You're firing and wiring new neural networks to believe that you are the good things you want to believe. All right. So there you go. Now we're going to move on. I want to just do this really fast because I get a lot of patients and also emails from folks who are, despite the fact, most of us are working remotely, that we're still having unresolved issues with some of those workmates. So, okay, after you've done everything we just talked about to build up your own self-esteem and feel better, I just want you to work a little bit on kind of a little bit of a heads up on how to deal with some of the troublesome relationships at work. Yeah, we can't look at them in the face right now, but we can Zoom and we can do all that stuff and we can text and email and all that stuff. Some of our coworkers, our managers, our, you know, whatever, our bosses. So what you got to do is you got to treat others just sort of the way, that's the golden rule. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. Just keep on remembering that. You know, but of course, other people don't practice that kind of thoughtful behavior towards you at work sometimes. And, you know, there's a lot of insecure people who have to lord over what they do and make you feel down. And that's, you know, don't buy into that. Just try to keep doing your best and doing what you can do, you know. So you got to keep it authentic, but don't tell someone to, you know what I'm saying, to go, yeah. Yeah, don't, if somebody's got an attitude, and they make it, just be an observer, make it about them. I mean, don't tell them, whoa, you have such an attitude, what an asshole. No, you got to just do unto others, try to do that at work, continue to be a role model to the other folks who are freaking out at work, of kind behavior. Just go, don't return rude or uncaring. Come on. Talk, Dr. Michelle. Do not return rude or uncaring conduct with the same kind of negative behavior. Don't play the game. You just don't have to get into their energy, their whirlpool of negativity. That just brings everybody down in the giant toilet of work. You know what I'm saying? Resolve your problem quickly. You know, if somebody causes trouble or your boss is difficult, you know, you need to just kind of explain your side of the issue. And no yous, no name callings. It's just you can probably resolve the issue by airing it out. If you screw up, just own it at work and say, this is what I plan to do to change it. Don't gossip about other people, please, at work. Don't get into that personal stuff. It'll get you down in the end. And try to associate and be as positive as you can. This is your job. You need your job right now, okay? The finances are struggling a little bit with everybody, most everybody. You need your job right now. So you got to just be on good behavior if you can. You can't let your emotions and your triggers get pushed and you blow somebody away and then you have your review coming up and they say, oh, you're a little... You know what I'm talking about. You don't need that. Yeah, don't. Yeah, you got you know all the. Yeah, you know all the ABCs and the 1-2-3s of appropriate workplace stuff. And the good news is, it's really good to because it's hard for us to get into inappropriate relationships because most of us are working remotely. So that's good. Yeah, I guess we can flirt in the Zoom session, though. I don't know. But I do make jokes sometimes. But anyway, so guys, thank you so much for listening today. And thank you for being here for my first show on Tuesday lunchtime with Dr. Michelle here on the couch. We're still on the couch, but it's your little break, your sanity break. And this is where you can... Of course, email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Let me know, you know, if you have any questions, you have any unresolved things going on. And I can just give you suggestions because, again, I'm not your therapist, but I am your friendly psychologist who's, you know, been there and done that, been doing this for a while. And I can just give you some healthy ideas, not only mentally healthy, but, you know, some physically healthy ideas. And don't forget, speaking about physically healthy, that your mind and body are connected. So what you think is how you feel and how you take care of your body and how you manage your anxiety and your depression. Elevate those thoughts. Be kinder to yourself. Practice ho'oponopono. Did I stutter? And ask me any questions you want, guys. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. TalkShowTherapist.com. That's my website. And thanks so much for joining me. I love y'all for being here. And thanks for your wonderful comments. Many blessings. And we'll be back next week. Oh, I've got a great guest. He's written a book. I just dropped my phone. Oh, that's great. It's going to be great. We're going to find out how to touch the jaguar and become a braver soul. This is Doc Michelle. Have a great day. Do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for others. That's the way it works in the world. Talk to you next Tuesday, lunchtime. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.